This will be De Bello Gallico, Book 1, Chapter 5. We're going to go through around Unit 26. All right, so you have to remember in the last chapter, Orgetorix ended up dying. And they think that he committed suicide, which does kind of make sense because, you know, if he had been captured and taken back, he probably would have ended up being burned alive, and there are a lot less painful ways to die. Okay. All right, so we're starting with, since Unit 1, post eius mortem, after his death. So, of course, Orgetorix's death. Nihilo minus. This is a way of just saying, like, nevertheless, because it's like nothing less. So, nevertheless. Helvetii id facere conantur. The Helvetians tried to do that, it, quod constituerant, which they had decided, which they had established. Now, what, you know, had they decided to do? They had decided to buy up pack animals and carts, make sowings as big as possible, make friendship with the neighboring states. So a lot of different things. But all of that, they decided to continue with that plan so that they may exit from their territory. All right, so that is a purpose clause there. So you could just say to exit, to depart. But since it's present, you could also say so that they may depart from their territory. All right. When now, ubiam, arbitrati sunt, they thought, se paratus esse, that they had been prepared ad eam rem for this undertaking, for this thing, for this matter, for this affair. So what are they going to do? So you do have the verb at the very end, the incendunt. Okay, so if you want to go to since unit 15, you can do that and then come forward. I put all the direct objects first though here. So all their towns in number about 12. Their villages, ad quadrigentes, around 400. And then what else? The reliqua privata edificia, the remaining private buildings. And what do? They burn. They burn all this stuff. They burn all their towns in number around 12, all their villages around 400, and all the remaining private buildings. Now, what else do they do? Frumentum omnium comburunt, and they burn all the grain. Praeterquam, except quod secum portaturi erant, that which they were intending to carry, which they were going to carry with them. Now why? So that, ut, paratiores essent, so they might be more prepared. Notice that eor, that is a comparative, so that they might be more prepared, they might be more ready. Spe reditionis domum sublata, with the hope of returning home destroyed. Ad omnia pericula subeenda, to undergo all dangers, all the risks. Okay, so basically they're going to burn everything, and if they change their mind, they don't have anything to go back to. So that's what he's saying, so that they might be more prepared to undergo all the dangers, all the risks, with the hope of returning home destroyed. Okay, all right, now Melita Kibaria, it's a very interesting little phrase here. It is provisions. It literally is ground up food. Now they tell you that it's flour. I've seen it translated as flour. I've seen it translated as provisions. Okay. So I'm just going to go with the flour, which is what the book is telling you. Okay. So flour for tria mensum, for 3 months. So a 3-month supply of flour, basically. Ubent quimque. They order each man. Efferi sibi to carry out for himself, domo from home. So basically they're telling each man, you need to be carrying a 3-month supply of food, of provisions, of flour with you for this journey. And that's what they're telling everybody you have to do. All right, so go back to Sense Unit 1, and I will translate for it again. After his death, nevertheless, the Helvetians tried to do that which they had established, to depart from their territory. When now they thought that they had been prepared for this undertaking, they burn all their towns in number, about 12, villages, about 400, and the remaining private buildings. They burn all the grain except what they were intending to carry with them, so that they might be more prepared to undergo all dangers with the hope of returning home destroyed. A 3-month supply of flour they order each man to carry for himself from home.